Well, can you live without your mobile device? Yeah, that's what we thought. All that screen time can be bad for your eyes, bad for your sleep. Now, Apple is testing a new kind of light. That's not the only solution. Alan Martin takes a look.
Now focus on this. A lot of our eyeballs today are glued to digital devices.
I use my mobile devices for everything. I'm on them all the time.
We stare at them for hours on end, day and night.
After hours, you're using additional devices, watching streaming video.
But with the kind of light they emit, there may be a dark side.
Our gadgets give off what's called blue light, and blue light reaches far deeper into our eyes than other kinds of light.
The worry with blue light is that it could cause reactions in the retina that cause damage over a period of time.
Dr. Tony Moore is a professor of ophthalmology at UCSF. He says blue light may, in theory, play a role in aggravating age-related macular degeneration, a condition that can lead to vision loss. And while healthy young eyes can handle blue light,
what we don't know is whether chronic use over many, many years might lead to a problem.
A more immediate concern, digital eye strain and sleep disruption.
Well, if you think about it, the devices are smaller, and you generally hold them closer.
Dr. Dennis Fong is a clinical instructor at UC Berkeley's School of Optometry. He says the clinic is seeing more cases of digital eye strain in young people. The symptoms include headaches, dry eyes, and blurred vision.
So the focusing ability is being stressed.
And while we need blue light in the morning to wake up, at night, blue light suppresses the release of melatonin, a hormone that influences the body's biological clock.
Using computers or blue light emitting sort of phones late at night can really disturb sleep, and this is likely to impact on general health.